What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the
No Cap Podcast. Be sure to check us out on Instagram so you can keep up with our guest stars, stories, and vlogs.
Anyway, enjoy today's episode. Peace.
Woo!
Woo!
We all mwah. Okay, ready?
Mwah.
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. So, today we have Hector. Hi, Hector.
Hi,
so,
Hector.
So, Hector, do you kiss your homies goodnight?
If you don't, I'd be concerned. Because, like, show some love and affection. And everybody needs love and affection at some point, don't they?
I would agree. You always gotta kiss your homies goodnight.
No.
You can't kiss your homies goodnight?
Why?
No.
Why can't you kiss your homies goodnight?
On the cheek is fine, but
on
you
the lips?
No, you can't kiss
it. Bro, but like, what if it's just like a quick smooch?
It's a quick compassionate peck. Think about it. If a homie is feeling lonely or sad, the only person who can
dap him up, bro, be like, what's poppin'?
Someone put Luis on an electric chair. What is that?
if Hector comes up to me, he's not gonna feel the love and affection.
Why not?
Because there's no like transmission of love. It's just like a quick little handshake. It's like
okay, like how about a hug? Like what?
Because kissing a homie's goodnight is a special act.
No.
It is.
It really is. If Hector ever comes up to me and he says, I've been feeling a little lonely lately, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to dap him up, Luisa. I'm going to give him a nice, soft kiss on the lips.
All right,
wait, you're good.
Bro, your mom just died? Don't worry about it.
Dap it up, y'all.
Have you actually kissed a homie on the lips?
Yeah, I have kissed a homie on the lips.
Have you? Are you fake?
No.
I can't recall a time where I did, but it was there. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not even gonna ask you. Anyways. stop.
Cole, it's okay. Shh.
I've kissed Cole goodnight.
Yes.
I kissed Cole goodnight too.
No, but like he actually has. Like boys weekend, we all kissed
each other. Yeah, we kissed each other goodnight.
That was kind of cute.
I messed with it.
Say it again.
I thought you were gonna say I did something else with him, bud.
I messed with it.
No, I think it's. I don't even think it's gay. I just think that you don't have to do that. Like, I don't know. I feel like, it's like it's insignificant, and it's just no.
Bro,
I don't
you
know.
Think it's insignificant
like,
because
it's
you don't get
insignificant because you don't get good night.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
What
your
is?
Homies.
You're just mad you don't get good night because that's it.
Yeah, no. Not to be all Freudian on you, but maybe you just had a bad relationship with your parents and they never kissed you goodnight.
What?
No.
First of all,
it's
because
your dad never kissed you goodnight. It all makes sense, though.
Yeah. Oh my god, no. I don't...
What? You don't want?
Wait, that's why
you don't get
kissed
on the
exactly.
lips for goodnight.
Whoa.
That's why the homies...
Bro, Freud got it right. That's why the homies can get kisses goodnight. Because
their dad...
Because our dad didn't give us kisses.
It was always hard. He was like, no.
What is your guys' judgment
on hard. Hold up.
Oh my god!
What is your guys' judgment on the need to say no homo or not?
It's so dumb. We can't use gay as an insult anymore. It's ridiculous. We can't attack someone.
So do you think that kissing the homies goodnight is fine even if you don't say no homo?
I don't care. It's not homo. If you're showing someone love, then it's fine.
Yeah. I think it's just like too like stereotypical at this point to call like any sort of like male affection, like male on male affection, like gay.
Yeah.
But like if two girls hug, it's like whatever. But if you hug your boy, it's a little gay.
Even if you kiss your boy.
Well, that's because of gender stereotypes, though. Okay.
Gender stereotypes.
You guys want to talk about that?
You guys want to talk about double standards?
If two girls kiss, it's hot. If two boys kiss, it's not
okay,
hot.
Okay, but it's hot to you.
It's not hot to me. I don't really care
it's
for
literally, it.
It's hot to
but
guys.
It's hot to like guys, but like. What if two guys kissing was hot to girls? Would it be normal?
But it's not.
But what if it was?
Well, why isn't it?
I don't know, actually.
Are you not aroused by two men kissing?
No. God.
Is it okay for guys to be attracted to girls kissing
hold
in the
up,
first
hold
place?
Up, hold up,
hold up.
What do you guys think about that?
You ever seen men like play games? Like, I'm not even talking about like video games. I'm talking about like sports.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, they get on each other.
Wrestling?
Yeah.
Wrestling and boxing is like the most intimate sport. In the world.
Have you seen
MMA?
UFC? Have you seen UFC?
Yeah.
Bro, these boys be riding each other.
No, but even afterwards.
This man had his balls in his
after every
face,
match,
bro. Like,
almost after every match when they finish, you like they hug it out, they kiss each other on their cheek.
Yeah, it's the closest you can get.
Yeah, it's a little funky.
I used to do it.
What?
Yeah, I did Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for a bit as well.
Did Jiu-Jitsu for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
It's really fun, though.
You know, honestly, the more that I think about it, like, a rear naked chokehold is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of kinky. It's kind of kinky if you think about it.
It is
kinky. In that context.
Yeah.
The guillotine.
A lot of things are. Like, a triangle choke, there's a lot of, like, just even all, like, the mounts and everything, like, side mount, like,
The word mount in
general. The word mount in general. The, like, it's just, I don't know. It was very interesting. Yeah.
No, but, like, going back to the double standards things, there's a lot of, people, when you were talking about gender stereotypes, people expect different things, or different behavior in the same exact scenario out of both men and women, or males, females, any, just, you know, female stereotyping, male stereotyping. One of the big things is body shaming.
Yeah.
A lot of times making a comment or insulting a woman's body.
If you're
a lot of times
insecure about your own body, then just piss off, man.
I agree that, for example,
calling
a bigger girl, calling her fat, you know, I agree, and like bullying her for it and whatnot. I do agree that that's body shaming, but a lot of times when the same thing happens to a guy, then
it's not an issue. Guys are supposed to like not have emotions, so they can't. It's like,
yeah, but that's not that
I
that's
know.
The whole not emotion thing. That's also a big like that's
issue,
not
yeah.
Yeah, that's not what how it's supposed to be. That's
I
not
know.
Lack of
that's not how it should
but
be.
Also some people, there's some guys still are like have that toxic masculinity where they're like, they don't want to show emotions to make them feel like strong and everything.
But I think enough guys nowadays are capable of showing that emotion to the point where we need to ditch that whole stereotype where
the thing is that not all guys agree with that, and I think that that's what's stopping it. Because if there's still a certain number of guys who are like no emotions, everything, like, then they're gonna still shame other guys who are able to do that.
Yeah, but the thing is,
that's just the people you surround yourself with as well.
I think that's a little bit of an excuse almost, because no matter what you believe in, it doesn't matter how incredibly like what how great your beliefs are or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you're never gonna get an entire like 100% of any group on board with you.
Yeah,
it's
again,
impossible
vaccines.
To get everyone to agree. Yeah.
I mean, like, the most major thing I could think of is vaccines. Like, people still don't vaccine despite the fact that the only way for vaccines to be effective is like a large majority of the population
mm-hmm.
has to be vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like we now are able to show emotion. People know that we can show emotion, and that we should be treated as if we had emotion, and still we choose to sort of back away from that, and we still say, no, you're a guy, brush it off. Okay, that's cool.
Homie time. Y'all weird if you don't kiss the homie goodnight. Bye, goodnight to you. Goodnight, my guy. Yo, goodnight, my
yeah.
Okay, but see,
but you gotta tuck him in too.
Luis,
okay.
If you don't
one.
Tuck him in,
huh? Oh, okay.
Luis is a second.
Okay, the thing is that, like, if I don't know.
All right, but like,
have you ever kissed a girl on the cheek? Have you kissed?
Exactly.
Have you ever kissed a friend that's your girl, like a girlfriend on the cheek?
Well, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are saying on the lips.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Have you ever kissed?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe you just don't love them enough.
Exactly.
Maybe there's not
enough mutual love.
No, because I feel like for most girls, that's something that has a meaning. And if you just do it like to anyone, then it doesn't.
I've been in plenty of social settings where like girlfriends
kids?
Kiss each other on the lips.
Why do people kiss their kids?
That's almost because it's
that same like amount of love that you're trying to show someone. Like it's
but
different
like,
than
I
your
don't know.
Friend.
That's debatable.
It is. That's why we're talking about it.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know.
What if you
want to
show the homie the same amount of love that with his face?
But it's not
kids.
The same amount of love.
Tom Brady.
It's like, it's different. That's the thing. No, what? No. Like, you can give him a hug, and that's it. That's good.
What about you guys are playing FIFA, and then he beats you, and you lost money, but he doesn't want you to feel bad, so he gives you a soft smooch.
That doesn't just like what? No.
Nah, video games are the hotspot of male kisses. What are you talking
about?
That's
facts, bro. If I mean, I never lose 1v1s, but if I did lose a 1v1, I would be like, damn.
You're playing.
I would expect a kiss on the cheek.
I would expect. I would exactly.
I would agree. Don't.
If anybody beats me on Snipers Only, I will be depressed. So
you're,
I deserve a cheek smooch.
You're so baffled by the idea of a guy just wanting to share his love.
Because I didn't think it was real. Like, I thought it was, like, a joke.
You didn't think it was real? You've never heard.
Wait, it's real?
Yeah.
I thought it was all, like, a TikTok joke thing that's, like...
No.
No,
we have to kiss
the whole... This is 100% serious.
Absolutely.
This is the most serious topic you ever have on your podcast.
I can think of my top two or three homies, and I've kissed all of them.
Actually.
You
swear.
Yeah.
Actually, your face is like saying no.
I know 100%. I've kissed my best friend.
But why?
Because you gotta give him a smooch, bro.
Why?
Come on, bro. He was sleepy. It was a sleepover.
No.
I was tucking him in, and I just.
Was he already asleep? Because that's kind of weird.
No. I was tucking him in. I was
that's stepping into non consensually kissing the homies goodnight. Now that's fucked.
No, I was. No, he was. Yeah, it was bedtime. I pulled out.
It was bedtime.
Bedtime.
Yeah, it was a. 9:30. No. It was more like 2 a.m. after we had played some video games. I was tugging him in.
More
he
like
asked me to read him a bedtime story, right? I read him The Homie and the Beanstalk, and then I kissed him on a good night.
Yo, honestly, that's valid.
Absolutely.
I can't believe it's real. I'm still. I thought it was like a big like inside joke between guys. Like, this is a real thing.
Yeah.
We're just gonna keep you wondering about it. You'll never know the true answer.
Yeah, you'll never know if we really kiss each other, but in reality, we do kiss each other.
Yeah, exactly.
We just can't be like, oh, that's gay. We need to stop that.
Yeah.
That needs to stop.
It's more normal.
Period.
It's more like warmth.
Period.
It's like, it's almost like like a mom's hug is a homie's kiss.
Exactly.
You know?
Even though my mom never hugs me, but it's okay.
Yeah. Even though my mom just hits me and that's the only physical
attention you get, yeah?
Yeah.
Hispanic.
And that's what homie kisses are for.
Exactly.
That's
to fill
so
that
odd.
Void.
I feel like that's totally against what like a lot of people think of guys. Cause like I feel like
Wait, you only finish.
I feel like that would be more expected from girls. But
what?
Like to kiss the homies.
But they
like,
girls don't have homies.
They can. They,
right.
No,
right,
girls
right.
girls can kiss the homies on the lips
yeah,
if
but
they want to.
That's not a thing for girls though. I feel like that
it may
would
be a thing for some girls. You don't have to generalize women like that.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Exactly.
But it's not as well known as for guys.
Okay.
Like that's a thing that guys know, like everyone like knows like kissing the homie gets that good
hey,
or whatever.
You're
like, but like that's not a, like as known for girls. And I feel like that would be a girl thing compared to a guy thing because of gender like
and?
Standards and stuff.
And.
No, it's not and. I'm just saying a fact. Like
well,
my opinion.
I mean, one big thing that's a girl thing is wearing a skirt. Maybe sometimes I like the breeze. And I'm like,
exactly, bro.
Guys
what if,
do wear skirts. Guys do wear
just skirts. In Ireland, though. What if I want to wear a skirt right now?
Yeah.
Then do it.
I don't
well,
have a skirt.
I'm not against like that stuff
stop.
Like that.
Yeah. What if my midriff feeling a little warm and I wear a crop top?
I actually love when guys wear crop tops. I don't know why I was saying. Anyways.
Okay.
Yo, football players do that, though. They cut their shirts.
Yeah.
I don't know why exactly.
I'll take you off.
Oh, hold on. My phone's going off. One sec, y'all. Hello? Oh, what's up, homie? What's good? Yeah, last night was so much fun. What's up?
Ooh.
I totally whooped your ass in FIFA, though. What's up?
Whooped that another way.
Oh, my lips were dry last night when I kissed you. Oh, my homie, I'm so sorry about that. Don't even worry about it, cuz. Listen, bro. I'll wear chapstick tonight, and I'll
make
give
sure
you the softest,
too.
Warmest smooch you've ever felt in your whole life. It'll make your mama jealous. I promise. Is that okay? Okay. Love you, homie. Mwah. Ciao. Sorry, y'all. That was a homie whom I kissed last night because kissing the homies is normal. Also,
thanks.
What about other places where you can kiss homie? You don't have to, it doesn't have to be a good night kiss.
Okay.
What about a good morning?
Can it be a good lunch kiss?
Yeah,
what if I want to kiss them on the stomach?
Yeah, what if I want to kiss my homie on the neck? What's
yo, honestly?
I think that's where we draw the line.
All right, come here, Cole. I'll do it right now.
I think Hector, bro, I've kissed Hector's neck before. What are you talking about?
Was it homo? It wasn't.
It wasn't even homo.
And was like,
and if
actually,
it was,
what?
And if it was, then that's not.
Bro, but what if you're like aiming for the cheek, right?
Wait,
and then
cheek or neck?
Neck.
What if you aim for the cheek?
See,
right?
That's my reaction too.
Okay,
like,
okay. But what if
okay,
you're aiming
wait,
for
the
cheek
way,
and then you miss
too?
And then you hit the neck? What are you doing?
Well, that's fine because it was an accident.
All right, so then we'll just have multiple of those kinds
of
accidents.
Oh my god.
We'll have a couple of those. You ever consider that? We'll just give them a couple of neck smooches, huh? On
accident. I just accidentally kill you.
Oh,
like,
okay.
What if
violence come from?
What if I go to kiss Hector on the cheek and he just so happens to have a tick where he moves his neck and he turns around and I kiss him on the lips?
Oh.
And that just happens to happen every single night that we sleep together. What's wrong with that?
Exactly, bro. Cuddle the homies goodnight too.
Yeah. Cuddling them too sometimes.
Okay, cuddling is fine. Yeah, cuddling's fine.
How the hell is cuddling fine?
But not kissing your homies.
Because kissing is supposed to have a meaning.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me?
Exactly.
I have my body, which I get
platonic.
To make my own.
Exactly.
Kissing is not platonic.
Exactly.
No.
What if I give you a platonic smooch?
I get to have my own body and make the choices that I want with it, right? Isn't that what 2020 is all about?
2020.
Exactly. So then how
body
come
pause.
I can't take the lips which belong to me on my body and kiss Hector's accepting lips also on his body, which he gets to make choices with his own free will with?
That's the thesis.
You can, but you also have to like be mindful of the other people that are going to be affected by it.
I am pretty.
Would you guys like to form a plan in order to normalize and accept kissing the homies goodnight?
Step one, we need to make a National Homies Day.
Yes.
What day would that be?
I'm pretty sure that's probably already a thing.
I feel like National Homies Day could also just be every
day. Hey Siri,
day.
When is National Homies Day?
Just a moment.
National Homies Day is the 9th of June.
What? Absolutely.
Deadass?
Yep.
Is that what it says?
There's a day for everything.
Wait, hold on.
That's
me.
That's me and Hector's homie
for sure. National Homies Day.
Yep.
Damn, bro.
I
all
mean,
right.
There's a Galentine's Day.
Exactly. How come there
could
be a Galentine's
Day? National Best Friends Day. There's
how come there's
a
Galentine's
Day? Galentine.
Absolutely.
Palentine.
There's literally national, like, anything that you can think of.
There's
bro,
National
I,
Husbands
I want,
Make Dinner Day.
Give me a bagel. Huh? Give me a bagel. It's
only on National Bagel Day.
That's a bagel?
It's. No, I want a bagel.
Oh.
It's a code word.
No, I want a bagel.
No, I just want a freaking bagel.
Ethan's.
Huh?
Oh
my god, I still
am. I'm hungry.
Right now we've been talking about what guys's habits of affection and actions of affection towards other friends. What about girls? What do girls
hugs.
Do?
That's
hugs.
It.
Just
that's
hugging
it?
Fucking
yes.
Losers,
and
bro.
And cuddling. Like
sometimes.
Kiss on the cheek every once in a while depending on
I
how
don't
it
do
is.
That, but
you don't?
No.
I feel like it's more of a cultural thing.
It
yeah.
Like,
oh,
is.
Well, kiss on the cheek, like when you say hi to someone for the first time.
Yeah.
That's like a cultural thing, but like, that's it.
I'll kiss everybody on the cheek. Bro.
Absolutely.
But I'm not just like hanging out with a friend and I'm just like, yeah. Like.
Wow, that's so sad.
Loser.
That's so sad that
sometimes
you don't have
I
that
mean,
level of affection.
But
and you don't get to share this compassion with your friends. Yes.
You know, I'm fine with that though.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too.
Really?
Yes.
You don't ever think like, what if, I don't know.
No.
That's just, I feel like it might depend on the group of girls
yeah.
too. I know some group of girls that are just like,
yo, what if you split your tongue and then braid that?
You know people do split their tongue. And
I know, that's
really
what that's what
but
I'm
into
saying.
Into three, though?
Yeah.
Into three?
I've
only
seen it into
and then
two.
Braid
split
it?
Yeah, bro. Split into three and then braid it.
It's not long enough. You just get one.
Okay, I'll have that one twist.
Long. It's longer than
huh?
you think.
What?
Tongues are longer than you
I
think.
I thought he said something else.
Guys, we all should kiss the homies. Guys, Louisa, kiss the homies.
No.
Oh, you don't get to. Santi, kiss the homies.
I'll bring it to me.
Hector, kiss the homies. That was for our homies.
That was just for the homies.
That was only
for the homies. Yeah, no, no
not
girlfriend. Louisa. No girlfriends.
No one else.
Period.
Why are your calves so big?
My calves?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ooh. What do you guys think about
sodium?
Because we're all gonna die.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, that's
die.
What I was about to say.
We're gonna die.
What do you guys
we're
think?
Gonna die.
Actually,
we're gonna die.
What? Why?
We're
gonna die.
Like,
what?
We're all gonna get infected. And we're all gonna die.
Oh yes.
I do want to say something
because
about
we
the
all have weak immune
systems. Listen,
about the coronavirus.
The coronavirus
is actually people are saying, like doctors and stuff are saying, the coronavirus. It's a strain. It's a strain of virus. It's very similar
calm down,
to the flu.
It.
So the coronavirus.
That's how he always talks. Every single time he starts.
The
talking,
flu is worse.
Like a lot
the
to say.
Okay.
Exactly. People need to
the flu.
Chill out.
Okay.
The reason it's a problem is because China didn't do anything about it. They knew about it for so long and decided not to do
they
it.
Just
yeah.
Died, bro.
Oh wait. Okay. So this is really weird because I was in class and my friend was like, "Hey, I found something really, really weird."
There's a lab right next to the market where the coronavirus like started spreading, like supposedly originated from. I'm just saying.
times.
Yeah, people think it was man-made because of
it
overpopulation.
It is. Because she was like, okay, I moved into my dorm like a year and a half ago, right? And we bought a roll of those like Clorox paper towels. I mean like the wipes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And like on the bottle, it said, this protects against human coronavirus.
Human Lysol. It has it on Lysol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on.
So...
Yeah.
Coronavirus has also been
around. Someone want to explain what's going on?
Yeah, it's been around. It's just like a new strain.
It's COVID-19. It's been around since last year, so.
There's also multiple coronaviruses. I watched a YouTube video on it, but I don't think it's man-made. I can't remember what he said, but it's
corona time. I don't necessarily think it's man-made.
I just know that everyone is freaking out.
I feel like it would be very hard to be able to put
a virus.
Yeah, engineer a virus, especially one that you could make survive and like last through a cooked bat soup or something.
Like not that. Only that, but like hide the fact that like it exists in the first place.
Yeah.
Kind of hard.
I think that if the coronavirus would have started anywhere, I know people think it was man-made because of overpopulation, but if it would have been.
I say that we have a big Hunger Games and just.
Honestly.
Whoa. Yeah, I think we should.
Didn't
but China
one country like try to get it legalized and like try to start a Hunger Games like something like it?
No.
Wasn't that a thing a couple years ago?
No.
Are you sure?
I couldn't tell you.
Because I remember reading about it.
Honestly
no.
though, like in a place like
I
China,
it
would make sense to reduce the fucking population.
Well, that's why they have the one child thing.
Yeah, one child, and then somebody has like 37 because they can afford it.
Yeah, one thing about the that'll just like give you a grasp of like the dangers of the flu compared to the dangers of the coronavirus. In, I believe, Norway and Switzerland, either of the two, 10,000 people a year die because of the common flu. And the reason for that is it's so cold there that a lot of times people develop a pneumonia or bronchitis as they have the flu, and that's a complication that starts. And that's when it gets dangerous. But even on top of that, complications like that are hard to come by, especially with such modern medicine that we have in places like here in the U.S., places like Italy, places where the coronavirus has been spreading. South Korea has good healthcare.
Yeah, bro, let's go to Italy.
Let's actually go to Italy. Let's raid Italy.
China isn't inherently, whatchamacallit, overpopulated. It's just lack of management, like land management at least. Like there's plenty of land to use.
There's plenty of industrial
cities.
It's just
China sells off their land to like corporations, and then they just try to make their profit back because, you know, that's how companies work. And then they try to cram people into like the tightest spaces. Monkey.
I wouldn't be too afraid. There was an estimate that I read about that within a year or two, 70% of the population will have had coronavirus.
That's lit. That sounds like everybody who has herpes.
That sounds like everybody who has
herpes.
The flu. Like a lot of
everyone
people
who kisses the homies goodnight.
Yeah. So
it's
like
you have
if
herpes.
If you kiss
too,
the homies goodnight, you are spreading the coronavirus.
I'm fine with that.
So let's make a decree real quick. Let's suspend. Let's suspend kissing the homies goodnight
until the coronavirus blows over.
The second I see a case, the second I see two cases in South Florida or in this city, then I'll stop kissing the homies goodnight.
Well, there's one in Tampa.
I'd say
there's one in Florida.
There's two in Tampa. One of them was some guy.
There's two documented cases.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then people got mad because the governor admitted that they're actually surveying or monitoring like 200 cases, but that doesn't mean that that's 200 cases of positive coronavirus. Anyone who's sick could be considered a possible threat for coronavirus.
Yeah, but in
country.
No. Hector, no. Hector. Hector.
Cuando tú me besas, me siento
I got
en el
you,
aire.
Bro, I got you.
Por eso cuando
What's
te
it,
veo,
how does it start again?
Comencio
almost
a besarte.
Wait, what is it? We'll start with almost seven.
Almost seven.
West Virginia. The Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River.
Life
is old here. Older than the trees. Younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place
Where I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads.
All I think about is TikTok. When every single song that exists, I just think of TikTok.
Of course you do.
It's a problem.
I am prideful of like not having a TikTok account, or I do have a TikTok account, but I don't use it. I think.
Miro tus ojos, si no eres.
I disagree. I mean, I could be funny on it, but like,
you be perfect. No sabe mentir.
I don't know this song.
It just, it hurts me
really?
Sometimes, like, because
oh, yeah.
The music.
Guys,
guess
what? I'm TikTok famous.
You are?
No, you aren't.
Si no me amas, es mejor.
Wait, why are you not TikTok famous anymore? Did you have to eat that
count?
I
had
20k.
Why'd
you
delete
it?
Wait,
why'd you delete it?
You're
not even Brazilian.
Todavía. Adiós, amor. Me voy de ti. Y esta vez para siempre. Mire, sin marcha atrás, porque sería fatal. Adiós, amor. Yo fui de ti. El amor
no, wait,
de
what?
Tu vida.
Oh, you're on the second chorus.
Lo dijiste una vez, me lo hiciste creer. Cómo me duele perderte. Me resignaré a olvidarte. Porque me
despacito.
Justin Bieber remix
me hacen daño, me enloquecen. Jamás aprendería a vivir sin ti. Lo peor es que muy tarde comprendí, sí, sí. Contigo tenía todo y lo perdí.
No one vibes with your music.
I know.
It's because it's only TikTok music.
No, it's not.
De los besos que te di, amor. ¿A cuál de todos echas más de menos? Aquellos tiernos o los que llevan veneno. Los inocentes o los que no tenían freno.
All right.
Yo,
next song.
The amount of pain that caused? Crazy. Well, my brain's doing
Paloma Negra, Paloma Negra.
I don't know that song, but
donde estará?
Nope.
You don't have a pimple there.
No te contaron mal. No te voy a negar. Si nos besamos, no se
entregará. You guys
want to
wrap it up?
Wait. One more song.
One more song. Go ahead.
Oh, do you know from Los Tigres del Norte? ¿Qué tal si eres tú? La mujer de mi vida.
I know the song, I just don't know the lyrics.
What about, hold on. I think we both know the song. Hold on. What about.
Mexicans. You're representing the entire Mexican race.
Representing Hector's middle name.
Yeah.
Vente ya. Si no encuentras motivos para seguir conmigo, para que continuar, es mejor llamar como amigo.
Well, we hope you guys enjoy our little live podcast. No, keep singing.
Esperando atacar.
Sorry about missing the last week.
Thanks
for listening. Follow us on Instagram. See you guys next week.
Bye.